At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I want to play a really fun hypothetical game because I do believe this is a hypothetical situation, but I do believe it's an interesting conversation that could be had. So someone that follows the Minnesota Tim page on Facebook, a guy I went to college with, a guy that I played intramural basketball with, think about a player that's tall and lengthy that can shoot threes and also score in the post. That's what this player was in intramural basketball at St. Cloud State University. Dylan Menson sent me a Facebook message and said, you know what, why don't the Minnesota Vikings consider drafting Marvin Harrison Jr.? JJ, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, that would easily be the best wide receiver tight end trio, quadruple trio, whatever, in the NFL. I mean, you think about pairing those guys together, and my mouth can't help but get moist thinking about the possibilities of having Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jordan Addison, and TJ Hawkinson. The problem with this situation is that it still doesn't solve the Minnesota Vikings' long-term problem and potential short-term problem at the quarterback situation. Justin Jefferson, he is not signing a contract situation or extension until he figures out who is going to be throwing him the football that is not Sam Darnold. So the problem with this situation, as intriguing as as enticing as it looks on paper, the problem is that there is still nobody to throw the ball, no elite arm on the current roster as constructed to throw the ball to those four amazing targets. Now, you think about Sam Darnold and his possibilities or potential, and Kevin O'Connell believes that, hey, you know what, there's still a lot of potential to get out of Sam Darnold. And you look at his prior situations in the past with the Jets and the Panthers, and that's really tough to judge a guy because those situations are really, really, really tough. But then you think about what he did for the 49ers last year, and he showed possibilities of being a guy that could, you know, take an increased role and step up and play better than he's played in the past. And then you put him in a situation surrounding by great wide receivers and tight ends and a running back. And it's like, okay, maybe you could be a guy that steps in. You know, I think best case scenario is Ryan Fitzpatrick, where he steps in and just completely gets on fire, you know, throws the ball great for about 6 weeks, gets himself a contract extension, and then he falls flat on the face of the earth again, like Ryan Fitzpatrick did throughout his entire career. He got on these heaters that were absolutely incredible, but then he would, you know, fall flat on his face and throw a bunch of picks in a row. That's why he's called Ryan Fitzmagic. Sam Darnold, I think I could see the exact same thing happening to him too. But the problem with these guys is not just, okay, who's going to throw them the ball? But you got to divvy up targets, and winning solves everything, so that's really not a whole big of a deal. You know, people complain about targets, but then if they win, then they don't really care. They just want to win. But the problem that I see in the future is, okay, you have these four players on your roster. Hawkinson's got paid. Justin Jefferson is going to get paid. Jordan Addison's going to want to get paid one day. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to want to get paid one day. The problem that happens is that, okay, two of the four guys are already paid. The next two are going to want to be paid. And you can't pay receivers with all of the money that you have on your roster, or there's going to be no room for the rest of your roster. It would be great for about 4 years, 3 or 4 years, until Addison and Marvin Harrison Jr. demand a contract extension, are holding out, and then it forces the Minnesota Vikings to make a massive trade to trade one of those guys away. And hey, I guess you'd get assets back. You'd get some good pieces back. But as exciting, as mouth-watering as it would be to have Marvin Harrison Jr. paired with Justin Jefferson, Addison, and Hockenson, it just doesn't quite make enough sense because of what it would do to the team in the future, what it would do to the quarterback situation, and how the Minnesota Vikings would maneuver and try to build up a Super Bowl roster with Super Bowl wide receivers. I mean, let's face it, that's a Super Bowl tandem trio, quadruple trio, whatever you want to say. But there's still too many holes, especially at the quarterback position, because your team can only go as far as your quarterback allows you to go. Brock Purdy, solid player, good player, might get a contract extension with the 49ers, didn't win a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes carried the Chiefs to a Super Bowl and won it again. Your team goes as far as your quarterback lets you go. You can have a great roster around them, but you need that quarterback. You need that guy to carry you, to carry the team, to overcompensate for weaknesses around them. And receivers can't do that. The Minnesota Vikings need to draft a quarterback this year. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you are watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. If you are listening, please rate, review, and follow the pod wherever you are listening to the pod. Everyone, thank you, and have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.